Investing in agriculture during the worst drought in 100 years isn't something many stockbrokers, or bankers for that mind, would recommend. But Australia's newest and largest agricultural company is hoping that's exactly what people will do. PrimeAg is a cropping company about to list on the Australian Stock Exchange. Its directors are in the process of buying large properties in Queensland and New South Wales, convinced that when the drought breaks, they will be in a prime position. Bridget Glanville reports.
There's an old saying in the bush when it rains, where there's mud, there is money. Well, the directors of Australia's newest public cropping company, PrimeAg, are out to prove where there's dust, there are dollars, and they're on the hunt for farming properties. The company wants to buy large farms to grow wheat and other grains to try to meet the demand from China and India for both food and biofuels. Peter Corrish is the former president of the National Farmers Federation and chairman of PrimeAg.
Agriculture is a risky business, there is no doubt about that. But we believe that a lot of the strategies that we're putting in place, the spread of properties, the scale of the properties and the fact that we'll have both irrigated and dryland production will help us mitigate some of those production risks.
But not everybody is confident now's the time to make money from the drought. Mark Martin is a grain trader and analyst from northern New South Wales.
At the end of the day, we still, the investor will be looking for a return. And I guess my concern with this is, will the financial returns be there? We've certainly seen a lift in commodity prices, but we've also seen a heavy lift in input costs. Fertilizer and fuel have basically doubled in the last 2 years. Those input costs are likely to stay up, whereas unfortunately for the farming community, I don't believe that we'll see the commodity prices hold up by the same extent.
PrimeAg has the support of some of Australia's largest corporate players. The former boss of Woolworths, Roger Corbett, is the deputy chairman of PrimeAg.
Some people have said, well, why would you be investing in agricultural activity when we've got global warming? Well, if we've got global warming, and I think there's pretty fair evidence we have, well, then marginal land is going to get more marginal, but prime land is going to get more prime. And so PrimeAg is going to be investing in prime land, but it'll be areas that have got reliable rainfall. As I said, it's spreading the risk, and in my view, it's a very good formula.
PrimeAg's main focus is now on buying the right properties around Australia. But everybody on the land knows the success of any agricultural business largely depends on rain, and nobody knows when that will come.
Bridget Glanville.